today's message is really about faith. I'm not here trying to convince you to follow this or that. I'm just sharing my own experience and my own faith. Maybe it can relate to you now, or maybe it can relate to you at some point in the future. But my hope is that it will help you get through hard times. There is a purpose in every struggle you endure. There is always a reason why do you need to go through this hardship. We human beings don't like the discomfort by nature. It is in our DNA to avoid pain and to gain pleasure. It makes sense to not to want to have struggles, to not want to experience the discomfort. But do we always have control over our struggles? And the answer is, we don't. You have heard this story many times. The narrative of the butterfly. The story involves you observing a process and its struggles to open its cocoon. Throughout this time, the butterfly prays for assistance, but you remain mute in response to its request. The butterfly feels angry, irate, and dissatisfied with you for abandoning it to continue its struggle. The butterfly is unaware that it will quickly weaken and pass away if you assist it opening the cocoon. The butterfly's struggle within the cocoon is important for its wings to develop the strength necessary for flight. This struggle is painful to watch, but crucial for the butterfly's survival. Without it, the butterfly won't develop the necessary strength to fly and survive. Why do I share this metaphor? Like the butterfly, we often don't understand why we have to endure these struggles. We often cannot see the big picture while in the midst of a challenge. We may want immediate relief without understanding how struggle serves us. We often pray to God to help us remove challenges from our lives. And when He doesn't answer our prayers, we think He's not good and He doesn't love us. God chooses not to remove our challenges because they are crucial stepping stones for growth and strength. Even when we don't understand, there is a purpose to the struggle. God, in His love and wisdom, sometimes withholds direct intervention because He knows the struggle builds our quote-unquote spiritual muscles. You see, if He just took away our challenges and gave us an easy life, we then become weak physically, mentally, and spiritually. So many times, God stays silent not because He doesn't care, but because He knows that's what we need to go through. We, on the other hand, may not always understand His purpose, but we can always decide to trust His plan. We can feel angry at this perceived silence, but it's a reminder that our perspective is limited and we cannot always see the bigger plan. For example, let's talk about a job. Instead of focusing on the daily stresses, try reframing a difficult job as an opportunity to build skills, gain experience under the pressure, and perhaps become a better mentor later in life. An illness. While illness is never welcome, some people find that their illness brings a new appreciation for life, a greater focus on what truly matters, and compassion for the suffering of others. A lost relationship, the pain of a breakup or loss can be a catalyst for personal reflection, learning better relationship skills, and ultimately building more fulfilling connections in the future. Without the heartbreak, you never really know to truly love someone, to truly relate to others. to truly know what you really want in relationships. When we're in the midst of it, it's almost impossible for us to see it. But you must know and trust that whatever pain that we endure today will be a laughter in the future. In the butterfly's example, it doesn't have the intelligence to understand everything, to see the whole picture. I feel like even when you try to explain to the butterfly, it still doesn't get it. Isn't that so similar to us? Even when God tries to explain something, we most likely won't get it. Much like the butterfly cannot understand the reason for its pain, we may not always comprehend God's plans or the reasons for our suffering. The focus shifts towards trust and faith rather than rely poorly on intellectual understanding. I hope this message will give you as much comfort and peace as it gives me during hard times. Like I said, we don't always know why we have to go through this discomfort, but we can always choose an acceptance attitude. Perhaps you don't see the intermediate growth now, but your future self will definitely appreciate it later. The pain you endure now will be your future strength. Isn't that so interesting how a small perspective shift could help comfort and improve our emotions during confusing and chaotic times? Isn't that so nice to know that there is great value in this struggle? Once we accept that there is a purpose in struggle, even if it's not immediately clear, our focus shifts towards taking action rather than obsessing over outcomes we cannot control. When you really understand this concept and take it into practice, you will realize that it is a waste of time and energy to complain about your struggle, complain about your challenge. Instead, accept and even embrace it, and use your time and effort to focus on taking action. Because you know that there is value in this hard time. And sooner or later, once you get to the other side, you will be so happy that you never gave up. So to wrap up, though the butterfly's struggle within the cocoon may be painful to witness, we must trust that it is an essential part of its transformation. Similarly, the challenges we face in our own lives, no matter how daunting, hold the potential to strengthen and shape us into who we are meant to become. When we feel tempted to cry out for an easy way out, let us remember the wisdom of this metaphor. Rather than beg for the struggle to be lifted, let us have the courage to lean into it, trusting that our muscles of resilience, faith, and character are being built. For when we emerge from our own quote-unquote cocoons, we will be equipped with the fortitude to soar to new heights. So the next time you find yourself in the midst of a difficult trial, take heart and keep going. Your wings are in the making. Have faith that the growth you experience today will prepare you for the freedom and possibilities of tomorrow. Remember, God, the universe, never fails you. So there is no reason to worry about your struggles. Trust and have faith in yourself, in the process, and in God's plan. Hey, thank you for supporting my channel. Don't forget to leave your boy good ratings and reviews. And until next time, never stop believing in yourself.